cliffcentral.com.
All right, good morning, everybody. Yeah, and we got no theme music to start off the show today. My computer decided to update its software without telling me that it was going to do that. So, exactly. It just did it all on its own. Good morning, my buddy. It is 6 minutes after six. It is the 23rd of December.
Yes!
Yes! It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. It's time for everybody to take a load off and enjoy a little bit of time with family and friends and maybe just doing nothing. You know, a lot of people don't care about this Christmas thing at all. In fact, for some people, it's the most depressing time of the year. So I won't pretend I understand how that feels, because I don't. But you know, some people not thrilled about Christmas. They suddenly realize how much they don't like their family.
Eh?
No, well, it's weird. It's true. When are your family coming up?
Today.
Ooh. And is it going to be much cooking and preparing?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, there were pictures in the WhatsApp group yesterday being sent around of turkeys being bought.
Ooh, it sounds like there's going to be a feast.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, let's get straight into it, everybody. A bit of an unorthodox start to the show, but then it is the end of our season on touchcentral.fm this morning. We will return on cliffcentral.com only in the new year. So if you listen to us on the Touch Central app and you love this show, then you'll have to carry on listening to us on the Cliff Central app next year. And if you haven't got that from the App Store, just download it. It's just as easy. In fact, you know, that was the one that was there before. So if you haven't got it already, get it on your phone. And just as easily, you can listen to us on WeChat, or you can go straight to the web, cliffcentral.com, and listen to us from there. It's very cool. It's very easy. And if you're already hearing us now, you've figured it out. So you're a genius. Give yourself a pat on the back. Right at the end of the year, when nobody else is giving you compliments, we will. Right. So, where do we begin this morning? There's quite a lot to talk about. And we do want to take your calls and hear what you have to say. Lucas is here as well. He is very ably running production this morning. So if you want to call in, he's the guy who will take your call. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Lucas cool. is there.
Lucas's laugh is a big massive hit, by the way.
People love it. People want Lucas's laugh as their ringtone. I had people saying, why don't you have a recording of that so you could play it all the time? Clearly, you've made a huge impression in your, three, 4 days of laughing with us and having some fun. Very nice.
That's
well
great.
Done.
Thank you, guys.
All right, nice job, Lucas, and thank you for getting here earlier than us this morning. I got in here, it was all, the door was open, he was busy sorting out the room, he was busy tidying up the all the screens in front of me. It all was very, very well organized. All right, so, it turns out that guy on the plane, the Delta plane, he was complaining that he was thrown off because he was speaking to his mother in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it was all bullshit. Did you read that?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's all fake news. He is a well-known prankster. He does this kind of thing. And it turns out they threw him off because he was shouting and screaming, which you're not allowed to do on a plane in Arabic or in any other language. So everybody who got really upset about that, it's the same group of people who would have got upset about the two blacks bill at the restaurant. You're all idiots. You're idiots. There's no other way to put it. You got outraged and offended by something that actually isn't important. I read the most brilliant quote last night when I was half asleep and half awake, and I screenshotted it because I needed to read it again.
Mm.
It's by a guy called Peter Boghossian. He said, being offended is a poor way to make up the slack between a lack of evidence and a surfeit of conviction. In other words, that choosing to be offended is a really, really sad, pathetic way to close the gap between no evidence and too much conviction. I love that. I think that's one of the cleverest things I've heard in 2016. And there it is, proven again. By the way, Mubs and I went for lunch yesterday, and Damon joined us, and we were going to write on our bill, a black, a white, a Jew. And we thought, no, you know, we joked with the waiter, who thought it was kind of funny, but we weren't going to put it on social media because people on social media didn't have brains or a sense of humor, and then we would have started a whole thing. And the one thing I'm promising you in 2017 is I do not want controversy. Not for me,
But what if it just comes looking for you?
I will
because
smack,
sometimes that's what happens.
I will smack your ass silly, controversy. I will chase you away. I'm not interested in controversy anymore. Does nothing for me.
Well, today is when I officially begin my social media detox.
You are so on the money. I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah, for 2 weeks, I just shut down that app.
All right, so teach me how. What do you do and what do you not do?
Well, in the past, what I would do was I would actually disable my account, my Twitter account, because it allows you to do that for 30 days, and then you can still log back in. So I would just disable the account because in the beginning it was very difficult for me to keep away.
Yeah.
So I had to force myself by disabling my account. But now I just basically, I don't log on to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of those at all for 2 weeks. I just don't bother.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's, you know, it's just nice to decompress every now and again.
And you don't need to see what everybody else is up to. The people who matter in your life are going to be around you.
Right? Hopefully, yeah.
You don't shut down WhatsApp, though.
No, I mean, that is still...
But everybody uses WhatsApp. I mean, if your mom's trying to get you to buy the right ingredients at the shop, she's going to send you a WhatsApp.
Yes.
You can't get out of that. I'm sorry. That's one you got to keep. But I'm so, so excited, based on what Mabali just said now, to have a little social media detox. So at least until the 9th of January, don't expect too much from me on Twitter or Facebook. Or Instagram, for that matter. Because what am I going to be doing? Posting pictures of how great my holiday is?
Well, look, they're probably going to be a lot of pictures of how, you know, tables look on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Table settings and all the different kinds of foods that people have prepared. I imagine there'll be a lot of that.
I need to stop eating.
Oh.
Huh? I was doing really well. About a month ago, I actually weighed myself at the gym on that horrible scale. It's like a giant cattle scale. You know, that thing that's got numbers on it, that huge big numbers that everyone can read when you hop on. And it's almost like you get on and you can hear it like, mmm. And I got on there and I thought, ah, this is good. I was 2 kilograms heavier than what I've been aiming to get to. I thought, excellent. This is going to be a terrific December.
Mm.
So that was November, obviously.
Okay.
And I'm kind of, I haven't moved down. I gained a kilogram and then I gained 2 and then I lost 1. But I'm still hovering in the same place. And I'm kind of, I don't really care right now.
No, not.
You know, it's too exhausting. I do want to go to gym today. I went yesterday. I went the day before. But it's exhausting, man. This constant fight against your own body. You know what I mean?
And for some people, it's so much harder than it is for others.
Oh, it's tough. I suddenly, for the first time in my life, I can understand. Like, it all makes sense. I've always kind of understood it intellectually, but I've never really empathized. How people who struggle with their weight, that they yo-yo up and down, must feel. And mine is a minor thing. I'm not by any means saying it's something that obsesses, that I'm obsessed with. I wish I could get there and then, like, you could just set that and then you wouldn't have to keep going back to, you know, make sure that you hadn't gone over or under. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, there's your yo-yoing, which is like 2 kilogram differences, and then there's our yo-yoing, which is like 15, 20 kilograms at a time.
No, I'm not going to pretend that that's where I am. But you know how it goes. All right, so, had a great lunch with Mubs and Damon yesterday. I don't want to paraphrase him, but he did say, like, he's good and he's healthy and he's happy and he seems to be enjoying his life. The perfume business is doing okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
His little daughter, he showed us some pictures of her. She's got big. She's 5 years old now. And he's very, very fat.
It's just my natural reaction.
Yeah. you know, again, he was just telling us the same thing about his struggles.
Yeah, he said he did really well a couple of months ago. He was feeling good, and then he just packed it all on. I said to him, what happened, Damon? And he said, I am what I am. Anyway, so that was fun. And last night I did a stupid thing. I went out with some friends.
Well, I mean,
got home at midnight. Well, with the show the next day, I really try not to do that. you know, I'm not 20 years old anymore. And nobody wants to deal with me if I'm hungover or tired or grumpy the next day. It's just an awful place to be. Luckily, I'm not one of those things yet, because I was so excited for the holidays that I think I'm powering through on that, you know. Yeah. But if you are going on holiday, or if you are currently on holiday, tell us what you're up to. Come on, boast a little. This is way more fun if you boast in person than if you boast on social media. Here are a couple of messages that have just come through from NIT. It's the weekend, baby. Have a great holiday, guys. I love this show. We'll do it again next year on Cliff Central. Cheers. Mark says, Colin Oros Maine has said that he wants the rand to fall so the ANC will control it when it rises. He also said the ANC needs to get younger. I mean, the depth of stupidity there is just something else. Oros. I mean, Oros only exists because the ANC Youth League needed someone. Mm. He's the worst possible guy to do it. But, you know, after Julius left there, they pretty much tore the internal organs out of the ANC Youth League. The ANC Youth League shouldn't actually exist for any practical purposes. Remember, they were complaining at some point in the year they'd organized a march. I think it was with Chris Hart in January. And they organized a march on Standard Bank. First of all, only 10 people pitched up for the ANC Youth League march. And second of all, they went to the wrong bank. This is not an effective organization. When the ANC Youth League says something, I don't know why anybody bothers to report it, other than for entertainment purposes. Right? It doesn't make any sense to me. Lerato Nhlapo says, awesome, awesome show, guys. Good morning. There's another happy person this morning. And then on cliffcentral.com and on WeChat, where you can message us to screen every morning, anywhere you are, at any time. Those messages come straight up here in front of us. Graham says, today is an all-day outdoor techno festival, love and light time in Cape Town. Whoop, it's the weekend, baby. That sounds like it's going to be packed with hipsters.
That sounds like the kind of place that somebody who suffers from photosensitive epilepsy shouldn't go.
Oh, I think that would probably be a bad idea. It also sounds like the kind of place Ringo Starr would love to be.
Peace and love.
Absolutely. All right, let me get to some of the stuff that I do want to clear off my page here for next year, because there's some really... First of all, we were talking about the ANC Youth League. So Floyd Chivambu said a farewell speech in Parliament just to end the year. He's not going anywhere. The EFF are not going anywhere. But he talked about 2016, and a lot of us are trying to find a way to put 2016 in a bottle so that we can remember what kind of a year it was. You know, quick reference.
Thank you very much, Deputy Speaker. Perhaps 2016 represents a turning point in South Africa's constitutional democracy, mostly due to the ruling of the Constitutional Court, which was delivered on the 31st of March, on the case that was brought by the Economic Freedom Fighters against the Speaker of the National Assembly and the President. That judgment said that the President failed to uphold the respect.
And just by the way, have you noticed something's changed? The ANC are quiet now. In Parliament, they used to go, "Whoa!" every time you brought up the President or the Speaker. You remember, they'd get all defensive.
Or if you just stood up as any member of opposition. Exact.
And now listen to them. They're sitting there like good sheep, doing what they're told.
Defend the Constitution. It also said that the National Assembly failed to hold the President accountable as is required by the Constitution.
Right.
It also reaffirmed the powers of the public protector, a very important instrument in South Africa's constitutional democracy. But it also instructed the president to personally pay back the money which we had said he must pay and will pay when we arrived here in Parliament. And he did so because the EFF said he must pay back that money. But also it has exposed a lacuna that exists in South Africa's constitutional democracy. We do not have proper mechanism to hold a president accountable even when they've acted on the other side of the law. And that is one lacuna that must be filled up, because there are no proper mechanisms. It's just an issue that gets subjected to a vote, and a narrow majoritarian attitude is taken to defend a president without a due process. It's one of the things that has been highlighted, but also we think that 2016 was significant because in the local government elections, the ruling party got less than 54% of the vote, meaning that we are getting closer to taking them out of power. Because in the EFF, it's unapologetic that our ambition and mission is to take the ruling party, the liberation movement, out of power.
Isn't that interesting? Like, you reflect on it now with the benefit of hindsight, and it's quite a big deal. The ANC, which used to, they were getting numbers in the 70s. They're now just over 50%. Things are really changing very fast in the world. And a lot of people feel like this was a year of major change. Stuff just went either crazy or good, but it went in a different direction to a direction that it's been going in for the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. And for a lot of people, that might represent something hopeful. For some people, it represents something very scary. It's amazing. I was talking to someone who does a lot of government business the other day, and they were saying they know loads of people who don't have work, who used to be getting tenders, and they were very busy in municipalities and councils, and they're now moving back to much more humble lives than they were living before because they've been voted out. Like, people have chosen other leaders to represent them. That's one of the major changes of this year. There are people in Tshwane, in Johannesburg, in Ekurhuleni, in Tekwini, and obviously in Nelson Mandela Bay. And all these people have been thrown in the air, and some of them have landed on cushions and some of them have landed hard on their backsides. And the electorate really has had to stand up and say what it feels about these people who supposedly are meant to represent us. And resoundingly, it's been like no or yes. It's very clear. There's no gray area. Before, it might have been like, yeah, well, you know, I'll still vote sentimentally here and there. I think the ANC were bargaining on that. They were like, people will never turn away from us. We could keep on doing whatever we want. And clearly that hasn't worked for them. So what Floyd's saying here is significant, you know. When you look back on the year, it's worth taking his words to heart.
For its failure to deliver better services to our people, to bring about economic freedom in our lifetime. And it's good that now in South Africa there's beginning to be some sense of balance in terms of who governs the sub-national states at the provincial and local level. And it must intensify that particular program. But the low part of 2016 is the fact that we came here as the economic freedom fighters to present a framework and a plan on how we must repeal all apartheid legislation. And the ruling party did not only vote against that proposed process. The ruling party stood here to justify apartheid legislation, justify the Righteous Assemblies Act in terms of how it must continue to be utilized in the post-democratic dispensation. A law that was utilized to suppress and criminalize the Freedom Charter. That is what 2016 has been all about. But we want to assure the people of South Africa that the EFF is still here. And we want to specifically...
Now the noisiest people in Parliament are the EFF. And they support their guy when he's busy talking. All right, I just thought that would be interesting to listen to. Because sometimes we don't get the perspective very shortly after it's happened. And it takes a little while for stuff to sink in. You know what I mean. We'll get to some news in a moment. We'll also get to a little bit of the money with Anthea. We'll find out what you're up to. 0861-555-189 if you're on holiday already, if you're taking a little break. Good for you. If you're not, if you're working through, and lots of people are, then there are plenty of podcasts for you to keep you company. You know, that's a nice thing about when we go away, we don't really go away, because even I find myself downloading podcasts of previous interviews, people I wanted to kind of catch up with in my own mind. And then I listen to those again, and I miss stuff. Yeah, I'm sitting here interviewing people. We're talking. We're having very frank conversations. And sometimes I miss little things, and I listen to them afterwards, and I go, oh, damn, I should have followed that line of questioning. There was something there. Not to expose people, but to find out what their story is. And I mean, this week alone, we've had some amazing guests. So coming up a little bit later, I'll let you know who our guests are. And of course, I want to hear from you. That's the most important thing today, because before we go on holiday, it's nice to say hi, to say bye, and kind of acknowledge each other. So whatever you're up to, give us a call, 0861-555-189. Kevin says, morning, guys. On the last day, I wanted to say thanks not only for awesome content, providing us with a valid alternative to FM radio, but thanks for inspiring me to go out and do my own thing. I started and registered my own business this year, and my coffee roaster will be live in the start of January. That sounds amazing. Hope you guys enjoy your well-deserved rest, and see you in 2017. Doesn't that sound good?
Mm.
Nice. Okay, good for you, Kevin. I hope it goes really well, dude. By the way, and I'm not trying to make you miserable, Kevin, but this whole own business thing, it's not a whole lot of fun. It's hard work. It's difficult. It's complicated. But it can be very satisfying if it works. All right, when we come back, we'll check in on the news with Mubs.
So I just came out to move to goddamn to hear this shit right here. And my nigga said, bro, I just told him the same shit. That nigga said he just told his girl.
Hey, if you want it, baby, you gotta earn it.
I'm still not used to this. It's still one of the most bizarre songs I've ever heard. Right? wait, here comes the end.
Listen. Hey, I got big dollars in a German. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, let's get into some news with Mabale Moloi. The last working day of the year for this show. We will return on cliffcentral.com on the 9th of January. Put a note in your diary so you join us live when we start again. But first, here's what you need to know. All the headlines brought to you by Kolkakia Pizzeria. Who are the best people to visit this festive season if you don't feel like cooking? Because you know that's going to happen. As soon as the Christmas thing is over, the last thing you're going to want to do is be in the kitchen. Then head over to Kolkakia Pizzeria and you will help yourself and your family to some amazing food. Also get the rewards app, because you can gift other people slices. They're members of your family. You don't want to go out and schlep and buy presents for, but if you send them a nice slice of some pizza, damn right they'll love you. Right, here it is, the news. A new theme song for you, Mavs.
Fa-la-la-la.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what do we need to know?
If you take a trip down memory lane, you might start going through the list of people who we've considered newsmakers throughout the year of 2016, right?
Yes.
And maybe some of these people deserve to be on Sunday Times' annual Mampara of the Year list.
Yes.
Which is something that you actually can vote for if you feel compelled to. You can go onto timeslive.co.za and you'll find a list of the contenders for Mampara of the Year for 2016. Let's go through some of these. And then, you know, maybe you want to cast your vote. I don't know. Or maybe you simply don't care. So, on the list of 9 contenders that I see here, is it 9 or 10? Okay, I see 9. Penny Sparrow,
you know,
right at the beginning of 2016, she's made the list as a contender. Professor Mbulayeni Maguve, Gareth, one of your favorite people.
Yes.
The chairman of One, on the board of the SABC. Then Social Development Minister Bathabile Dlamini has also made the list. And this was for when she expressed a wish to actually get physical with residents of Port Elizabeth who had criticized her work. I think the minister actually threatened, you know, like, I will kick your ass right here and now.
Yeah, that's right.
Then we've got EFF leader Julius Malema, who is on the list. And they say that he's made this list for threatening to overthrow a democratically elected government through the barrel of a gun. I can't believe that happened in 2016.
Wow, huh?
That was this year?
I know. This is the problem. It's like we forget how much stuff happened and how long ago it happened, but it feels like ages, or it feels like it was just yesterday. We have no real perception of time. That's why we have to have a calendar.
Mm.
That's why this whole year-end thing is such a big deal to some people, including me. I just like to put things in boxes.
It's also a reminder of all the things that, you know, we got upset about and then very quickly forgot about as well.
Yes.
NPA boss Sean the Sheep Abrams has also made the list. There are a whole host of reasons why he has made the list. More recently, of course, when the NPA decided to go after the finance minister, Pravin Gordhan. Claudia Motsoeneng obviously has made the list.
Yes.
Then we've got Dudu Maziboko. She is the KZN mayor who saw no wrong in subjecting young women to virginity testing earlier in the year.
Do you remember that?
Yes, to qualify for bursaries. I remember that was one of the topics on Twitter that got people very fired up and very heated under the collar when it was suggested that young girls be rewarded with bursaries if they manage to, you know, not let boys in between their legs.
Mm.
And then...
That's some backward thinking, virginity testing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are we, in the 1600s again?
Exactly.
Lastly, we've got Ellen Knott Craig, who's made the list. And this is because the former... Okay. Don't tell me.
You say I'm like that irritating kid at the front of the class. He said he invented the please call me's.
And then this year, he officially lost that case. Oh, well, that was such a great story.
Yeah.
Former Vodacom boss, yes, indeed, had claimed in his book that he had invented the please call me service. But then the court case, gosh, why don't they have the guy's name here? You see, now I have to do a Google search of the man who was credited with inventing please call me and who was awarded millions.
Yeah.
As a result of, you know, that court case coming to a conclusion after what, like an 11-year period?
Yes.
Yes. So Ellen Knott Craig also on the list for contender of Mampara of the Year. All right. So
okay.
If you're interested in that kind of thing.
All right. Very good.
Now, when you...
Who do you think's the biggest Mampara? Why don't you vote?
Oh, okay. I know what you're thinking. I know immediately what you're thinking. But the Sunday Times deliberately decided to exclude the president as a contender.
I was wondering. There's a huge gap.
Yeah,
no.
The publication decided that they are not putting the president on the list. I don't know for what reasons that they decided to do that. But that is why he is not there. Okay? Because I know I can hear you all screaming, but where is number one? No, he's deliberately been left off the list this year.
Right. Okay. Who do you think's the Mampara? Hey, who do you think it is, Lucas? Let's find out from him. You're not going to put your money on anybody. Hey, Mabs.
Let me think.
I think Makuve for not seeing that.
He can't see. Come on, that's a terrible thing to say.
I think it's like he was painting a sinking ship. You know, when you. The ship is busy sinking and you're just painting. Like, he should have jumped off the ship like long ago.
Well, he has finally, but I wonder how much damage he's done, you know, in the interim. He's definitely deserving of a place on there. Him more than Claudia, do you think?
Well, you see, here's the thing for me about Claudi is, you know, he's been a great source of entertainment at times.
That's true.
You know, he's provided us with quotes and memes that we have thoroughly enjoyed putting to use. But that man is dangerous.
Yeah, whereas Maguve is like a joke.
That man has been dangerous.
Right. Okay, so you say Maguve. He's the most recent, so he's the most fun guy to think about. I mean, like... I think all of them are pretty sad people.
Hey, Gareth.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he said he was not going to accept whatever the parliament was working on, the ad hoc committee was working on?
Didn't he call them a kangaroo court or something?
Yeah. When he said, if they don't change everything into Braille, convert all documents.
Then he's not going to take it seriously.
Like, how long will that take?
Wow.
I would also put the ANC as an organization on the list. Just based on their dismal performance in the most recent elections.
Also, their slide from, you know, this powerhouse political party to this sad cabal that kind of protects one man.
Yeah.
I agree with that. They're probably the biggest mamparas of all, and they are paying the price slowly but surely.
Mm.
Next year is going to be a tough, tough, tough year for the ANC. Things are not going to get easier.
But, like, I'm confused. Bichun Batabile as well, she once said something.
Yeah.
Well, in parliament, and my younger brother says, is this the people that take decisions for us? And I was like,
How old's your younger brother?
He's 12 years old.
12, and he knows better than Batabile Dlamini.
Because Batabile just said, somebody said something to him, and she said, "You wish." And my brother says, "Ha, we say this thing at school."
Right.
And I was like shocked and said,
What goes on in Parliament is it's as mature as a playground at school. I've held this belief for a long time. Your brother should be in Parliament. He'd probably do a better job than any of them. All right, very good. What else is in the news?
When you go to see a doctor for whatever reason, does it matter to you if the doctor is a man or a woman?
No.
Okay.
I'm okay with either.
It doesn't matter to me either. It really is of no...
Unless, of course, it's, you know, maybe some people would be a bit iffy about having their genitalia checked out by the opposite sex.
Sure. So maybe you prefer your gynecologist to be a male or to be a female.
Maybe some people prefer that it's the opposite.
There are a lot of there are a lot of women who prefer male gynecologists. That is their preference. Okay, so for whatever reason, think about that for a second.
What ass doctor? What is a proctologist? An ass doctor? Would you like a man or a woman to be your ass doctor? Let's say you had an anal fistula.
Oh my goodness! So for me, if the ailment is grossly embarrassing. I would prefer a woman.
Really?
I really feel uncomfortable just being embarrassed in front of the opposite sex.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm with you. I probably want a guy.
I mean, it probably comes from a very primitive place, yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah, me too. You got to be comfortable if someone's rummaging around in your body, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think, let's say, on any matter except matters in the ass or the genital region, I'm 100% cool with it being a man or a woman. But when it comes to the genital area, I would prefer that it was a man. Just because he has the same equipment. It's stupid, right? But
yeah.
I can't help it. That's what I'm thinking. I wouldn't want a woman. Plus, what if she's hot and I get excited?
Well, there you go.
Right?
There you go.
What the hell? What do you mean? Why is this important? What's the story?
Well, there is a new U.S. study
yeah.
that has been published, the findings of which appear in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, where basically the study has concluded that elderly people who were treated by female doctors in the hospital had a significantly better survival rate mm-hmm. and fewer readmissions than had they been treated by male doctors.
Okay.
Those with female doctors were less likely to die.
Yes.
within days of admission.
Wow.
Or to be readmitted within 30 days of
discharge. I'm changing mine. It's got to be a woman. I don't want to die.
The lead author of the study, Yusuke Tsugawa, he is the research associate in the Department of Health Policy and Management at Harvard University. And he says that the difference in these mortality rates has completely surprised them as a team.
Right.
He said the gender of the physician appears to be particularly significant for the sickest patients.
Right.
The study has found that patients who are treated by a female physician, basically what the study is saying is that people treated by female physicians have a lower risk of dying and of being readmitted.
All right.
Now, they have found it a little bit difficult to explain why that is. The closest explanation that they've come to that is that female doctors follow clinical guidelines more closely than male doctors do. And that is why they say, or that is, those are one of the reasons why they...
Women apply themselves better. They're more focused.
Well, they're more thorough.
Okay, and they
when it comes to following the actual guidelines,
well, they don't
the
want
clinical
to kill
guidelines.
Men are like, yeah, well.
Men will be like, you know what, I'm going to wing it today. But women will be like, okay, I have to do this step by step as
right.
per the guidelines that I have, you know, that were drilled into me over the last several years.
I'm definitely on the side of having a woman do it then. Can we change my, am I allowed to go back and change my opinion?
But I mean, do you still want to change things when it comes to your genitalia?
Considering that I could die if it's a man, no, I think I'm going to stick to women. I'll just deal with the embarrassment. Huh? I'm doing that.
Okay.
That's where I'm going on this one. All right, it is 6:45, almost time for us to check in with Anthea and the money. And also tell us what you're up to. I mean, the holidays just around the corner and a lot of people getting very excited for Christmas. I am so glad I got all my Christmas shopping done early. Oh, it was nice because now I can go to wherever I need to go and just get those essentials. Yeah, like fresh produce and milk and that kind of thing. Otherwise, I don't need to go near the stores. I went yesterday, though, with my my sister. We had to go and find something. And it wasn't actually too bad. My brother went to a different place. He said it was hell. It was like Baghdad. It's like Aleppo. He said it was madness. So it depends on where you go, I suppose. You know, not all places are horrible. We'll get Anthea in. We'll talk to her in a moment or two about the final money shot of 2016 and take your calls. Tell us what you're up to this morning. And here's something special for you just for the holidays. Chewbacca from Star Wars sings Silent Night.
Oh.
For all the Star Wars fans, you have to see Rogue One. What a great movie. Ah, it's beautiful. Visually, it's just spectacular. So go and take a look at that. Here he is. Take it away, Chewie.
This is ridiculous.
That's beautiful. That's Jabba the Hutt at the end there. Isn't that nice? Ho, 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 ho. He's not laughing. He's saying ho, ho, ho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just all in case there are people who are worried. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, I was very confused about what was happening.
Gija duwaki chubaka. Ho, 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 ho. Han Solo. All right, Anthea's next. Oh. Oh. Oh, I can't play another song. We got to get to Anthea. Come on. Come on. Phone or Skype? What are we doing? I can't hear you.
We're Skyping.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, let's go to Skype. I'm very disorganized this morning, huh?
It's completely understandable.
Is it?
Completely.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Here it is for the last time in 2016, everybody. Anthea Gardner's Money Shot. Let's hear a song, all right? Yeah. Go for it, Anthea. Let's take it away.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Here she is, go.
She works hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. She works hard for the money.
Good morning, Anthea.
So hard for it, honey. So hard. She works hard.
Anthea, you there? The money, so you better treat her right. Lucas, check if she's still there. I feel Anthea may have absconded on her last day. Just check if she's on the line, because I just turned on Skype and I don't see anything. There's no levels. Oh, is it cool? Hey, Anthea, how's it?
Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning for the last time in 2016. How are you feeling?
Indeed. Yeah, I'm glad to see the end of this year. Quite frankly, it's been a volatile year, and we're not even ending on a nice note.
Yeah, so yesterday wasn't great, huh?
No, we were down just about 0.5% yesterday. And even the weaker rand didn't help us. You know, the rand weakened in the afternoon. It traded over 14 against the dollar again. And our rand hedges just weren't lifted by the news. We're now 14.04 to the dollar, 14.66 to the euro, and 17.23 to the pound. And then,
Can I ask you, who did make money in 2016?
There were a couple of shares that were up. You know, when I'm quoting the all share, it's an average of kind of the weighted index. There were a lot of shares that were up. And I did look at this the other day, but I actually can't remember off the top of my head.
So there are some people who would have made money.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I mean, more than just, the same as an interest rate. I'm talking about people who've made serious money.
Oh, no. There
Not
weren't
really.
Very many serious money makers this year, unfortunately.
Okay.
The resources did well. Resources shares for the year were up about 25%.
All right.
But, you know, then you have to pick them and then you have to take your chances, because this is the same sector that in the last 5 years is down by kind of 60%. So there you go. It's very difficult to do that.
Well, there you heard it from Anthea. There's no one who made really good money this year. So don't feel bad if you had an average year. In fact, I spoke to two guys the other day. They said if you've managed to keep your head above water in 2016, in any other year, you would have done very well.
Indeed. I think that's exactly how it is. This was the year to just hang in there and see it through, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And oh, excuse me. And there's still some headline-grabbing bits of news. Eh? The Italian banker Monte dei Paschi, still very much top of kind of the news pile at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The share was all over the place yesterday. It fell 12%, then bounced back to trade 2% higher,
right.
Eventually closed 8% lower. It looks like they haven't managed to secure a capital raise that they were going to do through the rights issue. And now it looks like they need a $21 billion bank, or government, I should say, bailout. And they're probably going to be nationalized as well. I mean, I don't think this is another Lehman's Brothers. It's not great for the market. And quite frankly, I just want this to get out the way, purge, and we can start 2017 on a stronger note. It's not good.
I'm all for
news.
It. I love that.
Get rid of it, eh?
I'm with you. Throw that shit away.
It is going to cause a bit of volatility in the short term.
Okay.
And then on the good news, Anheuser-Busch is moving incredibly fast. They're selling down all their non-core assets. They also announced the other day that Coca-Cola are paying them over $3 billion for their stake in African bottling, in the JV that was African bottling. And
wow.
It includes a whole lot of companies, not just in South Africa, but Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, even El Salvador and Honduras. They've got bottling plants in.
El Salvador, that's Mabali's favorite country.
It is indeed.
El Salvador, she's been thinking about El Salvador all the time. It's never in the news. And here's finally something about El Salvador.
So that's our next holiday or visit to bottling plants.
Oh, no. Mubs wants to be president of El Salvador.
Oh, right. Oh, we... Sorry, of me.
Yeah, so thank you for the information, Anthea. I'm going to be collecting information and building a file on El Salvador.
I'll be on top of it and watching for you, my buddy. Report back.
All right, very nice.
And then markets close at 12 o'clock today, so it's going to be a very slow day again.
Anything we need to be excited about today? Nothing at all? Should we just conserve what we have, or should we spend up a storm over Christmas?
Oh, no, you need to conserve what you have. I think this Banca Monte dei Paschi story is going to cause some volatility in the market again today, because this news only came out late yesterday afternoon.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, before I go, can I just say thank you very much? It's been a really fun year talking to all of you, about the stock market and the economy every morning.
All right. Well, we like hearing from you, Anthea. You're like our conduit to all the finance info that we need. And also, I do think that you deserve congrats for setting up hashtag invest, because a lot of people's lives are going to become a lot more interesting as a result of this. And I think a lot of people are going to finally be able to take a stake in the economy, a stake in businesses that they don't actually run, but that they have an interest in, and that they can watch their money grow. They can watch their money go up and down as the stock markets do, and hopefully more ups than downs, but certainly something that will make the world a lot more interesting and a little more democratized, right?
It was my pleasure, Gareth, really. I'm very excited about people are in hashtag invest, actually, because I do think next year is going to be, we'll see some nice returns. I do think so. Fingers crossed anyway.
Well, let's hope so. Sure. And thank you for everything you've done there. And if people want to find out more, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean they can't sit in front of them. In fact, this might be the right time to ask questions. Send an email. And what's the right email address if they want to find out more?
invest@cartesian.co.za. And I will still be on email through this week and next. So.
There we go. Anthea's she works hard for her money. Even over the holidays.
Happy holidays, guys.
All right, very good. Anthea Gardner with hashtag invest in this morning's final money shot for the year. Thanks, Anthea. Have a great holiday.
Pleasure. You too.
We'll see you next year. There she is. Very cool. Huh? How's that, Mubs? What a way to end the year with Anthea. Not a particularly high note in terms of the stock markets, but lots to be interested in for the upcoming year. And she did say the other day that she's actually looking at 2017 with optimism rather than with pessimism, which is a great way to end one year and start the next. So there it is. It's now just about 7 o'clock. We'll speak to Dr. Jonathan Witt just now. I want to talk to him because New Year's Eve comes. And doctors, he's worked in the emergency room at New Year. And it's just apparently the most unbelievable thing. Yeah, people go crazy on New Year's Eve.
I don't know what it is.
They lose their minds.
It can't just be the alcohol, right?
Mostly. Mostly the alcohol and drugs. You know, because it's New Year and you have to have the biggest party of the year, which is crazy because it doesn't always end up being the best party of the year. Sometimes it's the fourth or fifth best party of the year. Just chill. It's the first time in 15 years I'm not working on New Year's Eve. I'm so excited. You know how good it's going to feel?
Oh, because you're usually doing some other gig, right?
Right. I am so happy and it was a conscious decision I made that I didn't want to. So I'm thrilled. And tell us what you're up to for New Year, because it's always fun to find out what other people's plans are. All right, so Dr. Jonathan Witt coming up in a moment or two, and your calls, 0861-555-189.
This is a Top Central Rewind.
Skosana says, I'm horny in the office, guys. Ooh. Skosana, this is Freaky Friday. This is what Teddy and I do to people all the time. Ooh. I am hoping that at some point they're going to be like kids called Teddy.
Yeah.
And that's just based on the show and what we've done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The best of both worlds with Lerato Chabalan.
At Conflagration Asset Management, we'll give you back 60% less than you should get when you retire. We never stop working to charge you management fees, performance fees, administration fees, and trading costs. Because when it comes to making money off your retirement, we're in this together.
At Signia, we won't help ourselves to 60% of your retirement money because we use revolutionary technology to eliminate unnecessary fees. Talk to your financial advisor or go to signia.co.za. That's SYGNIA. Signia Asset Management is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
大海澎湃，森林静谧，高山雄伟，沙漠苍茫。让我们一起追随着阳光的节奏，开始这崭新的一天吧。
Difficult to imagine? Describing a sunrise is not the same as experiencing one. Show us how you start your day with the sun by sharing a picture of your sunrise on our Facebook page. You could win daily prizes and a chance to share your bucket list live on Expresso. Naturdale's range of vitamins, fatty acids, and other supplements is a great way to start your day. Naturdale, you've only just started.
CliffCentral.com.